blessed in the course of the week. God has blessed you in the course of this last week. He deserves all the praise. But who makes us to understand in Acts chapter 4, verse 12? He said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name. There is no other name on the earth that can secure, that can protect, that can provide, except the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up that name this morning and give him praise. Jesus, we love you. Oh, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you.
Jesus,
there is no other name. That name swallows cancer. That name swallows poverty. Terminate every sickness and disease. It makes a way where there's no way. That is the name that is above every name. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that at the mention of this one major name,
Jesus,
every other thing that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. We bless your name. Thank you, mighty Father. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We ask that you send your word in our midst this morning. And by your word, establish every destiny here. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be set free.
Amen.
Let the confused receive direction.
Amen.
Let the poor be made rich.
Amen.
Let somebody that believes shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Hallelujah.
Put your beautiful hands together for the Lord. And please be seated in his presence. Praise God, 2025 is my new era year. Congratulations. The prophetic team remains. Praise, facilitate fulfillment of prophecies. And in this second Priscilla encounter service this morning, we continue in our series of teaching, understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. Understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. Under the same teaching, we were thoroughly blessed in the first service. For those who are not here, we'd like you to please get that message. It will bless your soul tremendously. The subject of praise is one that cannot be understood, yet its effect cannot be denied. When we understand the meaning of praise, when we understand what praise stands for, we will give it all that it requires from us. In other words, understanding is very vital in life. What you don't understand, you are not likely to execute. That's why the Bible speaking in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. A wise man we hear and we increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. Whatever you will learn, you will suffer for it. That is why understanding is the difference, the thing that distinguishes somebody from the other person. I'd like us to know this morning that man was primarily created to praise God. That's the only reason God created man. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse
9.
But you are a chosen generation. Tell yourself, I'm chosen. I didn't hear you. But you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. Look at the adjective God is using to qualify you and I. From that scripture, it is clear that we are not ordinary. Who has called you out of darkness to show forth the praises of Him who brought you from darkness into His marvelous light. In Exodus chapter 7 verse 16, the Lord spoke concerning His agenda for His children in Israel. Go and tell
Pharaoh
that they should get out of Egypt, that they may praise me, they may serve me. Exodus 7:16. Tell them to release the children of Israel that they may serve me. When purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. We are laying this foundation to enable you to understand the reason why we are praising God all through this month. To enable you to position yourself to know that the one of the greatest weapons on the earth is the weapon of praise. But hear me also. Praise proceeds from a grateful heart. Praise proceeds from a grateful heart and from a grateful life. If you are not grateful, you cannot be praiseful. There are people in our midst who are professional complainers. They complain about everything. You give them rice, they tell you there's no meat. If you put meat there, they say it's too small. I had an uncle one time. He complains about everything. It's over 60 years today. The reason why he's where he is because he is an ingrate. The senior sister traveled to America one time. And as she came back, she bought him on this. The man complained. Okay, they call it dross, eh? Come on. Hallelujah. He said, look at her. Eh? You go to America, all the way to America, and a dross will come by for me. He complains about everything. I have never seen this man saying thank you in all his life.
When he came to America,
he's over 60 today. He has never been married. Nothing is happening around him, sir. Because it's an ingratitude. Psalm chapter 28, verse 5. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he will destroy them. Not the devil, though. In Luke chapter 17, the story of the 10 lepers explains this better. So look at that account in Luke chapter 17. Let's take it from verse 14. The Bible said concerning these lepers. Let's take it from verse 12. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, God doesn't work with majority. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. When he saw, what are you seeing? You are believing God for 100K. 5,000 came. Give thanks to God. Stop waiting for the remaining to come before you thank God, sir. It's a risk. When he saw a turn back immediately and gave God thanks with a loud voice. Verse 16. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the remaining 9?
Jesus, where joy
you mean there are not found that return to give glory to God except the stranger? And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. He was believing God for something dramatic. Though it has not happened, something else has happened somewhere. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Jeremiah chapter 13.
Jeremiah 13.
Verse 16.
Okay, see.
This will help us a great deal. Give glory to the Lord your God before God will cause darkness. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you are looking for light, God will turn it into the shadow of darkness. Give thanks to God. Quickly. I once met a lady in South Africa. She was believing God for a very, very powerful job. She went for the interview. She passed the interview. They told her to resume work. But not the position she applied for. They said, they will give her that position, but they needed to sort out some things first. So she came and met me. Pastor, God has done something. And I told her to go and share the testimony. He said, no, you see, I'm waiting for the thing to be full. I said, no, that's not how it works. Go and give thanks for this one that has happened first. He said, Pastor, you don't know what I'm saying. Just wait. I said, no problem.
That's the pastor.
They never called her for the job. She lost it, sir. Many times, God will test you before he will bless you. That man, as he was going, something happened. Not everything. Something happened. And he recognized that the man who spoke to him is the one responsible. He said, go and show yourself to the priest. As they went, they were cleansed. He didn't get home first. The Bible said, while on the world road, he turned back with a loud voice. Loud voice. He knelt down and he gave thanks. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. What does the Bible say there? Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice that maketh merry. And what will happen? I will multiply them. They shall not be few. I will also glorify them. They shall not be small. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are believing God to be married this year? Thank God that you are a candidate for marriage. There are sisters who are in the hospital right now. Brothers in the hospital, one leg is suspended in the air. Such a fellow can't be praying for marriage. No. Somebody in the prison, marriage can't be on his prayer point. Is somebody hearing me now? Something is happening around you, sirs. Stop complaining. Even if you are working in a federal complaint commission, don't complain. God is not the reason behind what you are going through. To him that is joined to the living, there is what? There is hope for you, sir. Stop behaving like somebody who is hopeless. When you wake up in the morning, your leg is walking, your hands are moving, you are breathing very well. They call your name, you answer. Lift up your voice and praise the Lord. That's why he said, let everything that has breath. He didn't say let everyone that is married. He didn't say let everyone that has a car. He didn't say everyone that has a job. As long as your breath is in you, you owe God thanks. How many will praise God this morning? That is why we must praise God with understanding. Psalm 47, verse 7. For God is the King of the whole earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. 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 Marvelous God, thou alone are worthy to be praised. You are the miracle in my life today. Chine. Woo! Chine. Sing it for him, sir. When you wake up in the morning, let that be the song that proceeds from you, sir.
Hey,
I don't know where you are right now. I am very, very confident. There is a place waiting for you at the top. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
You may not look like it. God does not call qualified people. He calls the available. When he sees the available, he qualifies him. So that's I'm too sure of your tomorrow. Though your beginning was small, every great destiny starts small. Anybody you see today that is great started small, sir. Including Jesus Christ, our Savior. So don't be bothered with where you are right now. Don't be bothered that there is no food to eat. In that situation, give thanks to God. You don't have a car? You have your legs. Give thanks to God. You don't buy fuel to fuel this one. The government can't touch this one. If we were buying oxygen, all of us here would have died. I hope you know that. Thank God you have legged these bands. Celebrate him on your way to where you are going.
So
you are going somewhere great. Is somebody hearing me now? A time is coming, and it's not too far from now. Now you don't have a job now. God will use you to put electricity in your village. A time is coming that you don't have food to eat today, you will be feeding nations. A time is coming. People may have mocked you. But hear me very well this morning. Everyone that has ever looked down on you, as you begin to praise God, they will begin to look up unto you. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me hear loud. Let's say amen.
Amen. Oh, thank God.
How do I know this? Scripture guarantees it. That is why you must be very, very careful receiving prophecies. Prophecies are the sure word of God. God's word does not go to the National Assembly for review. My word is settled in heaven forever. The witches and the wizards in your village notwithstanding, God does not need to consult anybody before he will bless you. When it was time to bless Mordecai from the gate,
he
was a gate man. God picked him from that point and took him straight to the palace. Prime minister overnight. No election was conducted. Nobody said no, we not go green. Because God has said it, it will come to pass. Hear me and hear me clearly. Whatever God has said to you concerning this year, everything will come to pass. None of them will cross into the new year. Prophecies are very powerful. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 10 to 11. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returning thither, for watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that proceed from my mouth. It will not return back to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. When God is speaking, sir, everything hears. Everything here. And that's why I like you to rejoice. Isaiah 60 verse 22. A little one like you shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. I, Jehovah. I, the Lord your God. I will hasten it in his time. That's why I'm so excited you are in church this morning. Because very, very soon, very, very soon, you will know that there is an airport close to Umuahia here. You won't be going by night bus again. No, sir. Very, very soon, many here will be traveling abroad as if they are going to Aba. Look, hear me, sir. All this thing happens in a split second. If only you will receive the word. Is somebody hearing me this morning? God is always speaking, but he's looking for who will receive the word, who will believe the word, and who will celebrate the word. Mary received such a very wonderful word one day. You shall have a son. She wasn't married. How will a single lady be pregnant without a man? So she asked the angel that question. How can this be, seeing that I don't know a man? And the angel explained. The power of the Most High shall come upon you. And that is the same thing I'm saying to everybody here this morning. Stop thinking on behalf of God. He didn't ask you to think for him. There is no way you can comprehend God. All he wants from you is to believe it. Receive it. Celebrate it. And you have mobilized God to making it happen. There are people hearing me right now who don't have bank account. But before the end of this year, that same account you are going to open now will be flowing in the millions. This thing doesn't take time. It's just for you to receive the word. Why? Inside the world is the capacity for performance. When God speaks, everything that will make that world come to pass is inside that world. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many that have received him, there is power to become whatever the word says. Your own is to receive it. Believe it. There are people hearing me right now before the end of this year. You are coming out from your miracle houses. I'm not talking about the one you built. Between now and December. Somebody will walk up to you and say, the Lord say, take this house. Somebody will walk up to you and say, take this car. Somebody will walk up to you and say, you are already promoted in your office. When God is involved, protocols are broken. Natural laws are suspended. Whatever will make this year glorious for you, in the midst of this praise this morning, it shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. And Mary said, how can these things be? And the angel said, the power of the Most High will come upon you. I love what he said in verse 37. It has been the scripture running my destiny, sir. For with God, nothing shall be called impossible. That scripture entered me, I became intoxicated. Dangerously intoxicated, sir. For with God, nothing shall be called impossible. And Mary said, be it to me according to your word. Verse 38. Be it to me according to your word. And what did she do? When she received that word, in verse 46, Mary began to sing and to praise the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord.
Now,
she has not seen the miracle, but she received it. She began to celebrate it. Months after, she gave birth to Jesus Christ. Whatever God has said to you this year, in the open, in the secret, as you praise God this morning, there shall be a performance. But we must be very careful to always remain joyful in any situation we find ourselves. Never you allow situation and circumstances around you to determine your setup. Let people not look at you and say, what is the matter? You are a solution provider. You are not a liability. Man was designed to solve problems. So make sure you are not the problem yourself. They look you in the morning. They say, what is the matter again? Just put your hand like this. On your cheek. Now so man go die. That's not you, sir. When they see you at any point in time, You are full of joy. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. The Bible didn't say rejoice in the things you have. Rejoice in the Lord. Nehemiah 10 verse 8 says, 8 verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. What are you going through that somebody has not gone through before? Most time we exaggerate our problem. We elaborate it above the God we are serving. Pastor, since day before yesterday, I've not slept. It's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. If you know the kind of husband I have, what kind of husband do you have? We just exaggerate too much. No matter the problem you have, sir, there is a God in heaven. The problem may be bigger than you. It is not bigger than God. Is somebody hearing me this morning? All you need to do, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. You got married before. The marriage didn't work. You divorced. Remarry again now. Fine, babe, no pimple. Look at men everywhere. Just stay one place and say, no, my life, I've already packed my life. At what age? Repackage yourself.
I said, okay, comma.
Is somebody hearing me now?
And
repackage yourself.
I don't work in comma.
And marry again.
Lozo.
You failed in marriage. You didn't fail in life.
And
any time you fail, please learn from your failure. To repeat one problem the same again makes you a fool. You didn't learn. There is nothing in failing. The righteous man failed how many times? Seven times. Hear me. The righteous man. Seven times. How many times will an unrighteous man fall?
So
anytime you fall, rise up again. Anytime you fall, rise up again. As long as there is breath in you, rise up again. Everybody who succeeds today. Everybody who has succeeded in life today, they were all professional failures before. It is failure that gives birth to success. Is somebody hearing me now? So don't be afraid of failing. Make sure you don't stay in your failed state. Somebody is getting to the top this morning. I say somebody is getting to the top this morning. And that is why we need to praise God. I study the Bible very well. Anytime God is praised, He doesn't send an angel. He doesn't send anything. He Himself comes to the scene. In other words, praise is one major tool of mobilizing God to the scene. Praise is what we make prophecy to come to pass. Prophecies don't fulfill themselves. That's why many believers have been stranded over the years. Because when the word comes, they receive it. They are excited about the word. But don't do anything about the word. When you receive the word, it places a responsibility on you. There is what you need to do. And in case you have done everything and you don't know what to do again, praise is what you need to do. That's why the Bible says in Psalm chapter 67, verse 5 to 7. God Himself speaking, He said, let the people praise thee, O God. And let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall begin to yield her increase. The heart is where you sow your seed. Is somebody hearing me now? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. I, Paul, planted. Apollos watered. Watering there is talking about praise. There is no farmer that will sow seed and just go and sleep. As he has sown the seed, he needs to water the seed so. As he's watering the seed, all the weeds are growing around the seed. You weed them out and pour manure and still water. As that is happening, God gives the increase. So when the word comes, receive it. And you know what happens? Anytime you receive the word of God, it is the opposite that begins to happen. Have you noticed that? The moment you receive the word that guarantees sound health, the very next day, you just begin to have one funny catarrh. From there, it graduates to headache. What is happening? Your faith is on trial. The word you received yesterday, do you believe it? If you believe it, release it upon this kata that is here now. And as you are releasing it, God begins to confirm it with signs followed. So, every prophecy in your direction this year, God say, I should tell you this month. This month of November, they will all come to pass. All of them. All of them. And that's why we need to praise him this month. Something must just happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but this week, my promotion must be released. This week, my accounts will be very, very busy. This week, that visa will be approved. This week, they will send for you from a very high office in this nation. By all means, everything that you desire this year, between now and Sunday, there shall be a practical performance. You believe it? Let me allow that. Say amen.
Amen.
Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall begin to hear that increase. And then God, even our own God, he shall bless us. How will God bless us? He said, God shall bless us to the point that the ends of the earth shall begin to fear him. You want fearful blessing? Give him fearful praise. You want fearful blessing? Give him tearful praises. The kind Paul and Silas gave, that the whole prison began to shake. Two people. Only two people. What kind of praise is that? That was shaking the foundation of the prison. That's the kind of praise you need to give to God. You wake up 12 in the night. Blast! Begin to blast this heavy praise.
Huh?
Why? Something must happen. Is somebody hearing me now? Somebody must just leave his house and could just come and give you something you desire. It requires the hand of God to move such a fellow. Is somebody hearing me now? And that's why we need to praise him this morning. Rise on your feet. I'd like you to adjust your dancing shoes. Because this week something must happen. There must be a shift. A radical shift around your destiny. There must be a shift. Maybe the husband that needs to marry you somewhere in Australia. He has to land this week. You know, God is a mobilizer. He can just cause his uncle to go to be with the Lord, and then he comes for burial. And while the burial is taking place, there's a connection somewhere. Is somebody hearing me now? God is a mobilizer. When it was time for Saul to be blessed, for him to be a king, God made sure that his father's asses were lost. And he went in search of the lost asses. As he was going, They told him, the asses you lost, they have been found. Is somebody hearing me now? After he has met with the servant of God, who anointed him. So you see, the asses have to be lost so that he will be on the road looking for the lost asses. And as he was looking for him, he met the prophet who anointed him king. And as he was made king, as he was going back, that lost asses, they are found. They saluted him. It was all a divine arrangement. God is an arranging God. As you praise him this week, right now, he will arrange your miracles. You are here this morning, and you don't have any personal relationship with God. There is no way your praise will be acceptable before him. If you are praising him and you are not born again, your praise is a noise before him. If a man is in Christ, the Bible didn't say if a man is in church. If a man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things, failure, disappointment, sicknesses, poverty, stagnation have passed away. And behold, everything has become new. You are here this morning. You have never confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I'd like to pray for you first. Wherever you are, just place your hand on your chest. Enough of struggling. God didn't design you to struggle in life. He designed you for a triumphant living. Struggle in life is a function of disconnection from source. Maybe you have given your life to Jesus, but along the line you backslided. You return back to the world. But you are here this morning. You want to rededicate your life. I'd like you to just place your hand on your chest. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away. Let everything become new in my life. I confess you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Amen.
Amen.
If you pray that prayer, please, I'd like you to take your bags, your Bible, come to the front here. You pray that prayer. Come to the front here. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Jesus is calling. Are we clapping? Make it louder. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, please quickly come. Join this, my brothers. They are coming. Are we still clapping? Wherever you are, please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. They are coming. 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 Today, wherever you are, please come. Please come. If today is your first day, you are worshiping with us here, I'd like you to join these wonderful people in front here also. Father, we thank you. For those of you in front here this morning, the hand of the Almighty has located you. That hand that brought you here this morning, that hand will sustain you to the day of his coming. You will never return back to your vomit. From today, you shall be helped.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Hallelujah.
For those of us worshiping here today for the very first time, God of heaven that brought you here today will establish your destiny. Amen. It's your first day, it won't be your last day. We look forward to seeing you again this coming week. And I'll show you between now and Sunday, you are going to have a major testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Hallelujah.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Please, I'd like you all to go with our counselor out here. Very quickly. They will give you some vital details about this church. Are we